This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now losing between 18 and 20,000 Chinese tourists a day, Singapore is bracing for an impact worse than SARS in 2003. The Singapore Tourism Board expects tourist arrivals to plunge up to 30% due to the COVID-19 coronavirus situation. This decline in tourism is felt across the region. Nearly 32 million Chinese tourists visited Southeast Asia in 2019, with a share of Chinese travelers at 20% for Singapore, 27% for Thailand, 33% for Vietnam, and 39% for Cambodia. Certainly all hotels will feel the impact of absent Chinese travelers this year, but independent hotels without a strategy will feel the pinch the most. Smaller hotels are less likely to be sitting on huge reserves of cash to wait out this decline in tourism and run the risk of being outmuscled by well-armed chain hotels during this highly competitive and urgent period. We're speaking to Vikram Malhi, former Expedia executive and co-founder of Zuzu Hospitality Solutions. Vikram, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Alan.
So Vikram, the macro decline in tourism across the region, that's imminent, with territories most affected might be which ones though? Could you tell us?
So I think if you look at what's happening is a lot of the decline is coming from the Chinese travelers. So countries that were very dependent on the Chinese travelers are obviously the most impacted. In this region, that is Thailand. So Thailand is a country that had almost 33% of their arrivals were Chinese travelers. So they are definitely impacted. So markets like Bangkok, markets like Chiang Mai, markets like Phuket are seeing a massive decline in their tourist arrival. As it relates to Singapore and Malaysia, I think they are around the 20% mark. You know, you see that impacting Singapore, for example, there's somewhat sort of 20 to 25% decline in arrivals. But I think Singapore is well diversified in terms of the travelers they get. They still get a lot of the intra-Asian travelers. They get a lot of Europeans and Western travelers. So I think from that perspective, it is not as hard hit as a market like Thailand.
SDB announced yesterday that in raw numbers, it's something like 18 to 20,000 international visitors every day that we're losing. What percentage of that is the Chinese traveler?
I think a vast majority of that is Chinese travelers in my mind. Singapore gets 1 out of 5 arrivals in Singapore are Chinese travelers. And then you correlate that to the numbers that SDB gave out, which was 20% decline in arrivals in Singapore. Most of that is Chinese travelers. I don't think we have seen, at least in our numbers with our hotel partners, other Asian countries are significantly reducing their travel into Singapore. I think Singapore as a country is still very, very safe. It's still seen as a country that has the resources, processes in place to tackle these kind of situations. The address that Prime Minister Lee gave a couple of days ago around his messaging on what Singapore is doing and how Singapore is tackling it goes a long way in helping Singapore project that kind of image. So I don't think Asian travel into Singapore is declining. I don't think travel from places like India is declining. Even Western travelers are not sort of canceling a lot in terms of their travel to Singapore. I think the biggest impact so far has been China.
And the impact, obviously, then, Vikram, would be on the hospitality industry. What about those independent hotels, though, without the resources and tech to sort of tighten their belts, so to speak?
We see in our data is a couple of interesting things. I think the 20% decline is not hitting all hotels equally, just because different hotels have sort of different mix. So what we are seeing is bigger hotels that were dependent on groups from China or MICE travel or a lot of business travel from places like China are the most hard hit. So, among some of the big hotels, I think the decline is almost 35-40%, which is higher than the overall average. So the bigger hotels, hotels more than 50 rooms that were dependent on MICE, that were dependent on groups, offline groups in China, are more hard hit. The smaller hotels, the independent hotels, especially the ones that we have in our portfolio, they are seeing somewhere between 10 to 15% decline. So these are hotels, 30 to 40 rooms. They were very much already optimized for online distribution channels. They were very diversified in terms of the groups that they were getting. So they were not heavily dependent on one country or one segment. So they are seeing 10 to 15% decline, but it's lower than the average that The other interesting thing we see is the hostels have been a little bit harder hit than the hotels. Partly that is because of this whole sort of, you know, people are getting a little bit risk averse in terms of shared spaces. You know, so if you're in a hostel, people want to have their own space. They don't want to share space as much. And I think the hostel, we are seeing about 35% to 40% decline as well. So hotel prices have come down, so people can afford hotels. And I think that's driving a little bit higher decline in the hostel.
So it's really important, isn't it, Vikram, that a chain or a hotel or an entity has a diversified guest pipeline? Because there's no telling how long this will endure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this is where Zuzu has been pushing in Singapore market quite a bit. You know, we have come across hotels in the past who say, look, you know, I'm happy with pipeline from the offline channels in China, or I'm happy with this one segment. I don't want to diversify. And I think I would really urge all hotels, you know, given the situation we're in, to really start thinking about how do you diversify your demand. If you don't have a good 6 to 8 channels that are driving decent demand into your hotel, then I think you're not diversified well enough. Today it's China. Tomorrow it could be any other country, any other region, right? You know, we are living in a world where this is not going away. I think every 2-3 years we see this kind of situation. And for a hotel, you have to be diversified because, you know, when something like this happens, you can't now suddenly turn on the pipe or turn on the tap and say, hey, now I'm going to suddenly start getting traffic from India, for example, or Indonesia. You know, that has to be done way ahead of a situation like this. You know, there's a lot of hard work required in order for you to get to that point.
Is it too late then, Vikram, to say implement some kind of diversification strategy now?
There are a few things the hotels can do even now, but I think, you know, largely it'll soften the blow a little bit, but it won't put you in a position where you can, you know, easily tide over this kind of downturn, right? So, you know, you can still say, hey, look, let me start now, start sort of working on diversifying my OTA, start working with someone, either, you know, hiring internally, and if you can afford that, then working with someone like Zuzu and say, hey, let's help me diversify. It's never too late. And as I said, you know, this is not the first and the last time this will happen. It's better to be prepared.
So we're here right now at this present stage. What is the strategy that independent hotels can use in order to deal with those cancellations and such? Full refund, partial refund, what works best?
So the cancellations, you know, the OTAs, online travel companies, have implemented certain cancellation policies. And they're saying, look, you know, if you want to drive demand in the future, it's better for you to be a little bit more flexible on cancellation. Because if you are very strict on cancellation, then people will be very wary of making a booking for, you know, April, May, June, because they don't know, you know, at what point this will start going down.
And these are extenuating circumstances as well.
Correct, yeah. So start being a little bit more flexible on cancellation policies. You know, work with the online travel players. Make sure that, you know, you're setting your rates properly to attract demand, because, you know, there are certain segments that are still traveling. And if you give them the right kind of offer, if you give them the right kind of cancellation policy and flexibility, they will make the booking. So, you know, we see some of our hotels still seeing pretty decent bookings for April, May, even end of March, because, you know, people have some sort of judgment of, hey, look, it'll take another month or so and this will blow over, and then we will be back in terms of traveling. And I feel like travel is such a resilient kind of sector in the long run, that as soon as something like this happens, you know, within 2-3 months after it's done, people are back in travel.
At the risk of sounding opportunistic, will there be any winners in this unfolding scenario?
You know, to be honest, in a situation like this, there's no winners.
Yeah.
You know, there are hotels that are better prepared to handle this. There are hotels that will come out of this stronger. There are sectors that will come out of this with, you know, much leaner and more stronger. But I don't think there are any winners, to be honest. My advice is start preparing for not only this downturn, but also, you know, what may come in the future. Start diversifying, start building your online presence, because it takes a while. You know, start doing those things now, because travel will bounce back, and you just want to be ready when it bounces back.
Vikram Malhi, former Expedia executive and co-founder of Zuzu Hospitality Solutions. Vikram, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Alan.